Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bert Show.
Let's just say you're in a relationship, right? And your husband, just not great in bed. Just okay. Not really good at all. For a whole bunch of different reasons. He's too fast, it's too slow, whatever, right? And we've had this conversation before where you're not exactly sure what to say to him to get him better in this area. But I didn't realize until this morning that there's a profession called sexual healers.
Okay.
These are legitimate women that will come into your house and sleep with your husband and offer him pointers for you.
What?
One more time again.
Natalie back there is making these noise.
Perhaps Natalie, perhaps you'd like to get in on this break.
What is it again?
You're
say that one more time.
The sexual healer. Hired by you, the wife, to sleep with the husband and give him pointers on what he's doing right and what he's doing wrong.
Now, is she now, in the room at the time?
Let's read together, shall okay. we? I didn't even read the whole article, so I'm going to have to read slowly just in case there are bad words. Mari Simone boasts a sex resume of over 1,500 guys, many of them quote-unquote clients, and technically other women's husbands or boyfriends. She says, I earn my living by sleeping with other women's husbands or boyfriends, but I am in no way a prostitute, as sex surrogacy is legal.
Sex surrogacy.
Sex surrogacy.
Huh. Now, I thought it was weird to have another woman carry your baby. Another woman to take care of your sex, that's a little weird.
As long as it is done in a therapeutic and healing atmosphere, sex surrogacy is legal. People are paying for counseling and to cure their problems, not sex.
Wow. I mean, I understand the concept, but I just think like the reality of actually going through that seems...
Oh. Uh-uh.
She says, I'm helping improve and change the sex lives of thousands of men, which means I'm also helping improve the sex lives of their wives and girlfriends. According to an interview, couples flock to the 54-year-old. I mean, couples flock to the 54-year-old.
The batteries just ran out on Bert.
Does that make it okay now?
That was great.
Like, if that was...
She's a veteran, but I'm sure there are interns.
If it was the 23-year-old, Bert would have just not even... But he's like, club the 54.
Well, in order to be good at it, I mean, I guess you have to be an expert and you have to be seasoned, so 54,
yeah,
I guess.
And you also need to be limber.
Couples flock to the 54-year-old for sexual counseling. She charges about $100 a session, and she has 5 appointments a day.
Oh, damn.
Not only is it old, it's worn out.
Can we do the math on this? So what? If she's been doing this for 20 years and she's 50.
She's trying to help the guy who's doing it wrong.
Oof. Yeah, she can't even enjoy it. That's 5 times a day having sex with a dude that's not even good at it.
Well, here's my question.
Who's your grandma?
Here's what I thought of when you first brought it up. Don't you think that the guys would perform better for somebody new than they would for somebody they've been with a long time?
Yeah, I think that, you know what? I think this is a giant practical joke. I think the wife says to the guy, hey, honey, look, you know, things aren't going great and bad. So I've gone ahead and got us someone who's going to come in and join us in the bedroom. And meanwhile, he's thinking about the 19-year-old who works at the Starbucks he goes to every morning. He's like, oh, bring it. I know you and her have been flirting. Yeah.
Right.
And then in walks his mother's friend.
He's 54.
And he's like, wait a minute. Like,
what's happening here? But this is obviously happening if she's had 1,500 partners.
1,500. She says, sure, damn. Sometimes she gets naked, but her main objective is to make couples feel more at ease in the sex department. She counsels women too. All of my sessions start in the same way. We start by chatting while I caress their hands to make them feel relaxed and confident with me.
Ew.
This is getting too graphic. The word caress.
Me too. A 54-year-old woman caressing your hands. I don't know. The visual on it is not good.
During the next few sessions, I move to giving them back and shoulder massages. So the client, well, you guys get it.
No, keep reading.
That's slower.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll have sex with a husband in front of his wife to show them both how to be more sensitive lovers.
Because I've seen in some, that's why I asked if she was in the room with him, because there's some TV show that I saw where this was something that a couple had engaged in, where they hired somebody to have sex with him while the wife watched and she talked to them through the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
she's giving details to both in the relationship exactly what to do.
That's a HBO Real Sex. That was every other episode of Real Sex on HBO was some sort of weird class, and the people were always ugly.
Real Sex was a great show.
It was a great show.
Is that not on?
But the guy could feel defeated if you're giving him advice while he's doing it.
Well, but he's there for a reason. I mean, he's defeated just by the suggestion alone. I mean, here we have to bring somebody in because you're not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. So rather than just give up, let's bring a teacher in.
Yeah. And that, like,
would
any teacher, but like the girl who taught you, the woman who taught you math in elementary school.
Yeah. Would you guys do that, though? If your wives came to you and said, we need to work on this, would you bring in somebody else to work on it?
I'd read every book. I'd watch every video. I'd do everything I could. That wouldn't even be an option.
I would ask her to show me who she wanted to bring in to work on it.
Now, if she gives us that option, you find somebody.
Right.
And you just pick somebody that you like and they can come on in and show you exactly what you're doing right or wrong. And perhaps.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mary.
Hi. I was listening, obviously, because I'm a big fan of you guys.
Thank you.
But there are a lot of sexy 54-year-olds out there. Take a look at Madonna.
Yep.
That's true.
I mean,
she
if Madonna
is a sexy
offered to teach you a thing or two, would you turn her down?
Yes. Madonna is...
I would turn Madonna down.
She frightens me.
Yeah.
But I bet she knows a lot.
Anywhere Dennis Rodman has been, I'm not going anywhere near that. But I understand what you're saying.
And when my wife
turns 54, she'll be hot and sexy.
Of course.
I didn't mean it that way.
I just meant like in the visual that I had in my head as Bert was reading that story, whatever woman I was picturing in my head, it was not a good scene.
Mm-mm.
I didn't mean in general.
I imagine that if that happened to me, the woman would look the same way Paula Deen did walking away from getting hit with the hand. Like covering her face, screaming, oh my God, it hit me right in the head. Walking away.
Maybe that's the problem. That's why she hired her.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey.
Hi.
I so would have done that with my ex-husband. He was horrible.
Really?
But would he have been open to that?
Probably, because he was a bit of a pervert, so he probably would have been very open to that.
But didn't you know he was bad in bed before y'all got married? Like, isn't that your fault?
He was good at certain things, though. It was just that one part. It was too quick.
See?
And I tried to teach him how to slow down some, but it never worked for me.
One way to slow it down is to surprise him with his mom in the room, teaching him how to do it.
Yeah, that probably would have slowed it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys inevitably break up because of that one thing?
No, it was a lot of other reasons. That would have helped out a little bit, though.
Okay, thank you. And Morgan, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello. Hi, Bert.
Hey, Morgan.
I was just wondering, don't you think if she was less hot, it would be easier to get directions from her? Because if she's real hot, nobody's paying attention to her. If she's real hot, the wife is all in it, the husband's all into her being hot. Nobody's listening to
it. That's probably a good idea.
And so if she was less hot, then she would be a little bit more of a credible source. Don't you think so?
Yeah. More effective.
That's a good argument. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We really can dissect anything on this show. Good morning, Casey. You're on Q100. Hi.
This is Kathy.
Yes.
Hey. That's what we called you. Just listen better.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to reiterate what one of the previous callers said.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your radio show every morning. I love your show, but I'm quite offended this morning because there are, and I'm one of them, very nice-looking 50-year-old women.
I don't doubt it.
And I really find it very offensive, the comments that you're making, and I think you're going to offend a lot of people and a lot of listeners.
You know this is a radio show and we're just joking, right?
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, it doesn't sound like it to you because you're over 50 and you're offended by it.
Exactly.
But we made a million jokes this morning about other things that you didn't find offensive at all. But this one is close to your heart, so you found this one offensive.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I think you're hot. You just sound like a hot 50-year-old.
Well, I am, so thank you very much. And you don't quit living just because you turn 50.
Damn right.
I would love to talk to all of you when you turn 50.
for me, it's not that far away. I'll talk to you in a couple years.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
So this Victoria's Secret fashion show is tonight, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on
10 o'clock CBS tonight.
CBS tonight. And I'm not exactly sure where to go with this, but who watches it? I think the ratings are pretty good on it every year, but I mean, are these like fraternity dudes that sit down, or is this like... Who's watching that thing tonight?
Didn't this thing start on the internet and it got such good, you know, good viewing ratings that it now is televised? So it started out online only. Huh. So I don't know because I have never seen it.
Me neither, not once.
Watched it.
Pay-per-view. I remember it's one of those things that Jessica will put on and then I'll pretend not to watch. Like, oh, I can't believe you're watching this.
You got to be. That's a really tricky situation tonight if you're watching with your wife or your girlfriend. Like, you can't be too invested in the show or she's going to be insulted, right?
Like,
there's a potential to get really insecure. If you were way over the top into it,
Well, I think
your wife would be like, all right,
I'm not throwing my stuff down and sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor like it's Saturday morning cartoons. But I think because of what it is, because it's the Victoria's Secret fashion show, at least with Jessica, like, there's an acknowledgement that those women are flawless. So you're allowed to watch
that. I don't
know,
man.
There are things that you'll say that women will absorb that you don't know they're absorbing. You know what I mean? Like what Jen's saying.
You better sit there in silence.
Yes.
You got to really monitor, if you're a guy, monitor your breathing.
Yes. If I were you, I would pretend I was on your BlackBerry or reading a magazine or doing something else and then kind of every once in a while, like, take a look. Check it out. If she says anything, then you can comment. But if you comment on your own, I think it's going to hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. It would mine anyway.
There is I'll address that part second, but first I want to tell you about this thing I came across online yesterday.
Hey, Brittany, hold on one sec, okay?
Okay.
It
just,
was
just launching into a two-pronged story. We may be here a while.
It was it was a thing that you rig up to your laptop. Like you use your, it was for a Mac, but you use your little webcam thing on your Mac or whatever, and it was instructions on how to turn the webcam so that it was pointed at the TV, and then watch, like you're basically watching, but then replay whatever's on the webcam on your computer screen so you could pretend to not be watching. So you could sit in the same room with it while it's on with your wife or girlfriend and pretend like you're answering emails. Meanwhile, you're watching the whole thing.
How offended would she be?
Up in the corner of the screen.
And if you're a guy, I mean, you can't be in your living room watching that alone when your wife or girlfriend walks in the room.
No.
She has to initiate the set tonight, right? Because you can't volunteer for that.
Yeah.
But you can remind her. Oh, don't forget that fashion show. What is it? The
You can't even do that.
No.
This has to entirely be her idea.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you can just turn it on the channel and hide the remote.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just listening, and I watch the fashion show every year. I love it. The whole, the wings, and I don't know. Everything's just so pretty, and I actually end up watching it with my dad.
With your dad?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
Well, kind of. I don't know.
Isn't that like taking your dad?
Year, and I walked in, I was like, what are you watching? He's like, I'm watching the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I was like, I'll sit down and watch, I guess.
And then you got roped in. You've been watching it every year since.
I have. And actually, my son's 3 years old, and when I was in the hospital, after I had him, it was on TV, and I remember watching it then while I was in the hospital after I had my son.
Huh. So you would think like women that just delivered a baby would be least apt to watch a show like that because, you know, you're not feeling all that confident about your body.
You watch that Heidi Klum, though, for motivation.
That's not motive. She's doing more harm than she's doing good.
Yes. Anybody in the spotlight that loses baby weight so fast is, it frustrates me that women in the regular world think, wow, they've done something special. And it's like, well, if I had a nutritionist and I had a workout guy
and I wasn't going
to work, during the day, then, I could lose that too in 3 months.
I think
you know?
It's positive energy. I think it's, hey, it can be done. Hey, look at what's within your reach, you know?
I think if you're a woman, would you rather watch it with your dad or with your husband?
Never your dad.
It doesn't sound like a father-daughter bonding thing.
Oh, my God.
Come here, honey. Sit on my lap. We're going to watch a special TV show.
Jeff, shut up.
It's a new tradition. Good morning, Bart. Stephanie. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so my husband and I watch it every year.
Really?
And you don't get offended at all?
I don't get offended. And get this, I'm actually overweight. I'm overweight probably by about 30 pounds. I feel great about my body because my husband lets me know so that I should be. But that's not the point. I love the show. He loves the show. But guess, I get a new bra every year because of it.
See, there's always intent with a woman, man.
That's right. Right there. Like, I don't get like the diamond gem one, but I get a new bra every year, and it's one of their new lines, and that's the ticket.
Smart. And those are expensive, guys.
That's what it's for.
It's bribery. That's the way to get you to watch it, is to promise, honey, promise you I will buy you a Victoria's
Secret.
That's
what they're hoping for.
Absolutely. But I also get to see, like, I don't know, it sometimes helps. You guys were talking the other day about how you compare butts or whatever at the mall. Well, this is my chance to see exactly, like, so which model does he love? Like, he's always responding to a certain model, and thank God it's usually one that's brunette with long hair, because I have brunette hair and it's long. So things like that, like, I get to compare and see, oh, okay, so that's the girl that he likes. That's the one I want to look like.
Okay, I want guys to listen to what she's saying very, very closely here, because you can learn a lot from what Stephanie's saying. Because Stephanie is saying, when she asks her husband while they're watching which Victoria's Secret model is the hottest, guys, listen to this. Find the one that most closely resembles what your wife looks like.
Yeah.
And that's the one you say verbally out loud, that one. And she'll pick up on the cue. That's an important lesson right there.
That is a good lesson.
That's a real good lesson right there.
If you say anything at all.
So no brunettes, Bert.
No.
No pointing out any brunettes for you.
Well, A, I'll be sleeping by 10 o'clock tonight. But B, that is certainly not something that Stacey and I would sit down and watch together.
She wouldn't do that. I bet she would.
I don't think she would right now. No, I don't think she would. Good morning, David. You're on Q100.
And if she did, hide the golf clubs.
Kidding me.
All right.
Hey, David.
And moving on.
Awkward moment. Awkward yes. moment.
Want to ask more questions, but I'm not going to.
I appreciate you don't.
Hello, Atlanta.
And everybody make a noise. And we're back to the show.
Honk, honk.
Don't look at Bert in the eye. Don't look at Bert in the eye.
Well, there's a good reason, but I just don't. I wouldn't publicly say it unless she knew I was going to say it.
We're making noises, making noises, making noises.
Don't look at the eye.
Hey, David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, got a quick tip for the guys who would like to watch this with their girlfriends. They know they're going to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You got to approach it the same way that women approach watching, you know, a football game, any kind of sports, you know, men's sports where they're sweating and their bodies are showing off. You have to make subtle comments to let them know that you're interested, but that you're not, you know, totally into it and totally enthralled with it. And, you know, you've had this in your planner for weeks now. Same way that women watch football. They're not watching football for the actual competition and, you know, they don't know the stats and all that
Wrong.
Kind of stuff.
I mean, that's not accurate.
There are some that are select few, and I completely appreciate that. But most women are watching it to look at the guy's packages.
To look at the guy's packages.
If you get past the second argument, I think his first point is really valid. That if you're a guy and you're watching it tonight, you're allowed to enjoy it. Just don't let her know you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and because you have to also, especially if you're in a relationship in which she complains about how you don't seem interested in things that you're doing together anyway. Like if you seem bored with her throughout the day, and then you turn on this Victoria's Secret thing, and then you're all enthusiastic.
Right.
You ain't having sex for a long time. This is where you should be consistent. Seem bored with it, but enjoy it internally.
Hey, Hannah, good morning. Mm-hmm. You're on Q100.
Watch it every year with my friends because it's so much fun. It's just a performance. It's kind of campy with all the costumes, and then don't forget you have the musical performances at the end.
Oh, I forgot Black Eyed Peas are on this thing tonight, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'd be watching.
It was Seal, and then this year it's the Black Eyed Peas, but it's just fun. The costumes are humongous, and it's totally unrealistic. I mean, I don't watch it to emulate them, but it's just good entertainment.
That's the way to get into it tonight is go, hey, there's a live Black Eyed Peas concert on TV tonight. Do you want to watch? And then you turn it on, and there's all these Victoria's Secret models, and you're like, where is this damn concert?
We're smarter than that.
Yeah. You got to start loving Black Eyed Peas. Like, you got to come home wearing a Black Eyed Peas concert t-shirt. And where'd you get that? Well, don't you remember when I traveled for the Black Eyed Peas show? I was on the road with them for 3 weeks,
and
man.
And guys can pull off acting like that.
Who knew? Good morning, Andrew. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I was actually told last week when the catalog came in the mail that we're watching it by my wife. She's like, Heidi Klum just had that baby. I want to see how she looks.
And you're like, really? Okay.
Now, is she hoping that Heidi Klum does or does not look good?
Well, she watches, I mean, we watch Bravo all the time and all those shows, so she knows what she looks like already, but she's just... She's done with it. I'm like, okay,
cool. It's on Lifetime now.
Did you sort of like mentally high-five yourself when she made that suggestion to you?
I've done that many times in my life, Bert, with her. So this is just one of the many. But yeah, it was totally, I was like, darn. But it makes up for me sitting through 4 seasons of Dancing with the Stars now. So
there's your payoff.
There you go.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R. BORHERS.com/Burt. BORHERS.com/Burt. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Burt Show.
Do you remember that list that we did? We do this one from time to time that comes out. The secrets in restaurants that waiters don't ever tell you.
Yes.
God. And every time it grosses us out, and we promise we're never going to do it again. New list came out today.
This is like the one that made you never order ice in a restaurant. Like, don't you ever get ice, or you only drink bottled water.
That could be on that list, yeah. But this is the one that last time we had it, we discovered that the well-drink cauldron thing.
Yeah. Right. And then even in like Jeff, who used to work in a restaurant, told us about his experience about having to the little containers with the ketchup. And then you scooped it and recycled it.
Yeah, I did. I fed it to a baby bird. It was the little ramekin things, the little tiny ceramic bowls, because this is a fancy restaurant.
Yes.
So you didn't get your ketchup in a squeeze bottle or a packet. You got a little tiny bowl of ketchup to dip your fries into.
Much fancier.
Yeah, what you didn't know, and mayonnaise and mustard and all those sandwich toppings, what you didn't know is that Jeff's job was to use a tiny little spatula and scrape it out and then pull out French fry parts or
hair
Band-Aid, whatever. And it went into a big tank, and then that's
gross.
What went out the next night.
It's so messed up. Messed up.
I didn't know any better. I was making $4.75 an hour, man.
You were rich.
The best busboy that restaurant ever had. JT's in. What's up?
30 secrets your waiter will never tell you. We won't go through all 30, but we got a couple of good ones for you. Waiters are not allowed to tell customers about a dish that they don't like. So if you ask a server how something is and she says it's one of our most popular dishes, that's the key phrase for you. It's one of our most popular dishes, because she can't say, if she doesn't like it, she can't say, quite honestly, it's not for me. Although from time to time I have had a server do that.
I usually do the comparison.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, that they don't?
Yes.
Well, I usually do the comparison. Where I say, okay, well, I'm debating between the shrimp and the steak. Which do you recommend?
And if she says the shrimp is our more popular, that means she hates the other one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that's the key phrase. This one's really good for this time of year. On Christmas Day, when people ask why I'm there, I might say my sister's been in the hospital or my brother's off to war, so we're celebrating when he gets back. And then the tips come in.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's just
way more.
Bad karma, though.
You could do it with anyway. It's like strippers saying they're students. Oh, you are? Okay.
Putting myself through med school.
Yeah. They're really not.
You're a student? Okay, I'll give you more money.
If you make a big fuss about sending your soup back because it's not hot enough, this is specific to soup here. We like to take your spoon and run it under really hot water. So when you put the hot spoon in your mouth, you're going to get the impression, often the very painful impression, that your soup is indeed hot. But it's really just your very first bite.
Oh, that's funny.
Your first sip.
I don't believe that.
I didn't make
seems
it up.
Like, that seems like too much work.
No, it makes perfect sense. Like, rather than have to put it back in the microwave for a minute, run it under hot water for 10 seconds. It's back.
That is funny.
I'm always afraid to send something back. I usually just suck it up. Like, I just don't want to, because I do feel like I'm being rude if I say, you got to take this back, because, you know, unless the order is completely wrong. You know, unless I ordered, you know, chicken and you gave me beef, I won't send it back.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm at a place now where if you're spending, you know, a good amount of money on food, get it right.
Do you ever question whether or not you screwed up the order?
Yes.
Yeah. Like the food comes and you look at it and it's the blue cheeseburger, but you ordered the something else. And you're
sometimes
like,
I'll just eat the blue cheeseburger.
Yeah, because I'm in my mind, I'm convinced that I was distracted.
I'll tell you what I did one night. I totally sold my wife Stacy out, and I don't even know if to this day she knows that I did this. We were at a Mexican restaurant, and we were in Charleston, and she ordered a certain type of taco, and the waiter brought the taco that she wanted, and when it got to her plate, she thought she had ordered a different kind of taco, and she sort of made a big stink about it. No, that's not what I ordered. And he said, yeah, this is what you ordered, and I knew the waiter was right, and I let it go. I totally let it go, so she got a new taco. She leaves the restaurant, and then on my way out, I pulled the waiter aside, and I just want to let you know, man, you got that right.
You did?
Did you give him a bigger tip?
I gave an extra tip, too.
Is she one of those people? Because we were out to eat with somebody once where it was a similar situation. We heard the person say fries, and when the food arrived, there were fries on it, and the girl insisted she said rice, but was so belligerent with the waiter where you're almost like
you kind of
didn't
want to
be so you kind of brace, you know, you're like whatever, and you let she and him hash it out, and he's like, I'm really sorry, I'll bring you the rice, but you said fries. She goes, I said rice. Rice sounds like fries. Maybe you got a better hearing.
Customer's
like,
always right.
Bad, right? So he goes and gets him, and it was no big deal. And then afterwards we all talked and we're like, she ordered rice, right? Or what, you know, got it. Like, the waiter was right, and we all agreed afterwards and felt bad. We didn't go back in, though. It was a good move.
Joanna here. Plenty of experience in this area.
I'm really hoping you can hear the voices, Kaiser. I just want to tell you, it was going back to the spoon thing with liquor. If a customer brings back a drink and they say it's not strong enough, you pour a little bit of liquor into their straw so that they think it's a stronger drink, but it's not. It's just that initial sip is stronger than the rest of
That's
it.
That's funny.
Never even thought of that.
You will never know where I work.
Really?
Smart.
Yeah. Never thought of that.
So that's actually, I don't think that's a complaint thing. Like, I know a lot of bartenders who do that, hit the straw of the drink with something so that it always appears
like
to be.
Yep. Wow.
Here's one about the smoothie you might be ordering. A lot of restaurants use half and half. So if you think that you're ordering this healthy strawberry banana smoothie, it's really filled with all sorts of fats. Half and half.
Oh, yeah.
One restaurant.
That's why it tastes so good.
Yeah, right. That's why you keep going back. Yeah. Why can't I lose this weight? I'm just eating nothing but smoothies all day. One place has their salads pre-made 3 days ahead of time.
Ew,
you think you're getting something fresh
gross.
And you're not.
Do you remember the waitress in LA who said that the Olsen twins used to come in and get the non-fat latte, caramel, frappo, whatever? And she just thought they were too skinny, so she made it with full cream.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, didn't even use whole milk. She used like the full cream they used to make the whipping cream in there.
She was trying to help them.
I've been on this treadmill for days. I can't lose weight. I'm going to get a coffee.
And one manager says that if you're interested to know how clean it is in the kitchen, then go to the restroom because it's a pretty good mirror image right there. If it's clean in the restroom, you're clean in the kitchen.
Oh, I will judge, and we've talked about this before, I will definitely judge any place, restaurant, gas, it doesn't matter what it is. If your bathroom is nasty, I will never go back.
Yeah. Indeed.
It was the very first thing my dad said to me when I got into the Flying Biscuit. Keep your bathrooms clean.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he was talking about my house. He wasn't even talking about the restroom.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Bird Show.
Let's get Kim on here. And I would say, you know, let's not take the calls that are like, hey, your parents should put aside their nasty feelings for each other and be at your graduation. Because that's obvious. Mm-hmm, that's right. Totally obvious. So let's try to figure out a way how we actually can get them on the same page. Because this sucks right here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a product of a divorced family also. And I was the divorce trophy. But that's not your kid's problem.
Right.
That's an adult. Those are adult problems right there. And you're always sacrificing for your kids, and you always should be. So what happens when the two parents can't see eye to eye? That's exactly where Kim is right now, and this is a really important day to her. Mm-hmm. Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the Voice Disguiser. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, that's better. So you got graduation coming up when?
It's going to be December 12th.
Okay. And give us a little history here about your mom, your dad, the new wife, and some things that have happened over the last couple of months where you know if they both are there together with the new wife especially, it's going to be tense.
Well, long story short, my parents separated 11 to 12 years ago, probably 12, and they officially divorced in 2005. My dad remarried his current wife in 2005. That they celebrated their 10-year anniversary, that's what she told me earlier this year on vacation, in, like, May. So they had been together since I was 15 years old. My parents had been divorced since 4 years ago. The really only thing that happened was I didn't really think it would be an issue. I talked to my mom, and my mom said she would come, and she wasn't very happy about my dad being there, but she knew it was a really important day for me, and then she said that he really didn't want to be there if his wife was going to be there. And I said I understood that, and I would make her go if she was going to be there, but I didn't think it would be an issue. And I found out that my dad was going to come down and take me camping instead of going. So I sent him an email. We do a lot of our communicating through email. And I asked him, I said that, you know, you guys can just go and be civil for a couple hours. I said that his wife could borrow my car to visit her aunt. She has family where I live. Or she could go and, you know, visit the flea markets or something. And it would only be a couple hours. And he responded saying that he never intended on disincluding his wife from anything. And that's kind of how it began. I sent an email after that. It was probably not as nice as it could have been, but just had, you know, a lot of...
So what you were attempting to do was to get him to come to the event, but during the actual graduation ceremony, his new wife, who your mom does not get along with, would just occupy her time elsewhere. Mm-hmm.
Did your dad leave your mom for the new woman?
He separated, and he moved to a couple of different places before he officially moved to New Orleans, which is where they met. And they were separated, and he was not with the new woman for about a year.
Okay, so they weren't divorced. They were separated when he started dating this new woman.
Yes, and he said in one of the emails that when he left, he got a taste of a drama-free life.
Well, so that
Has your mom and the new wife been in the same room together, or is there just unsaid tension right now?
Completely unsaid tension, probably more on my mom's part. I mean, she's very
She's still angry.
I'm sorry?
Your mom's just still angry.
She is. She's just a kind of an angry, immature person when it comes to a lot of stuff, and she's gotten so much better. I mean, just a crazy amount better. My parents have only been in the same room together in the past 10 years.
So then there's two dilemmas we could solve for you. You have to tell us which one. Is it, do you want us to try to get input from our listeners on telling your mom that she kind of has to suck it up and grow up and be there with this new woman and just deal with it and everybody's going to be an adult? Or do you want advice on how to convince your dad that your mom is important and out of respect for your mom, you can't have the new... What are you shaking your head at, Wendy?
Well, that just shouldn't matter. I mean, I'm in the same situation. My sister's graduating this month, too. I come from divorced parents. My dad's with another woman, too. I mean, she's going to go. But if your parents can't get along, well, they can sit in different places and watch you graduate. They don't have to sit together, but you can get along for one day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that you're graduating in a pretty big auditorium mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Why do they even have to see each other?
Yeah.
It is, and that's something that my dad had mentioned, and my mom doesn't know about any of this. Like, as far as she knows, I mean, she knows my dad is not going to graduation, but she doesn't know why. I just didn't want to tell her, you know, until after graduation. So then she wouldn't say that she wouldn't go because of all this drama. I mean, basically, it comes down to my mom being really immature and overly controlling, kind of, and then my dad being not really in the picture. He hasn't been in the picture for so long that, I mean, we're just, I don't think we're as important to him.
Mm-hmm. And your mom is feeling that, too. She's probably like, he hasn't been in the picture for all these years, so why does he even get a say in the matter if she knew what was going on?
But I, you know, my thing is, let's go back to you. What do you want? I mean, it's your graduation day. Like, mm-hmm. Because I think that, it, unfortunately, as a product of divorce, you've had to be the peacemaker since you were 15. So,
yeah. Well, they almost divorced when I was 5, and I wish they would have done it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then, because it would have been so much, I mean, simpler.
Right. So, what do you want?
I want both my parents there, and I want it to be as drama-free as possible. And I can kind of understand my mom not wanting his new wife there. Just, you know, under the circumstances, it was kind of a bad divorce. They just do not have a good relationship at all. And I can understand my mom not wanting to be there if, you know, she's going to be around.
Well, see, I think it's sad that you're now drifting back into the analyzing your parents.
Right.
Where,
you shouldn't have to be in that
place.
Yeah,
what they should be doing is saying, you know what, I can understand why she wants us there. So, you know, but it ends up always being the burden on you so that they can be immature.
Here's Reagan here. She thinks she's got some advice. Hey, Reagan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had this exact same situation go on with my family. I had basically my dad and my new stepmom and the whole family, even my mom and my remarried, you know, my stepdad, they all came to my graduation. They sat on two completely just separate sides of the auditorium. And then the dinner afterwards, there was two separate dinners. I went with my dad first and his new wife. Mm-hmm. And then we had like a dessert. And then I went with my mom and my stepdad. They're two separate dinners. No togetherness at all.
Mm-hmm.
And even 7-10 years later, when I got married, I couldn't have my parents together either. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things. When you're a child of divorced parents, you just got to get over it and got to work around their issues.
Let me ask you a question. Did they know about each other's dinners and each other's appearance? Because it seems like
they did know.
I'll tell you, I disagree with you. I totally and completely disagree with you, Reagan. I don't think that it is the child's responsibility to work around.
It is not the child's responsibility. Right. I agree. It is not the child's responsibility. But you know what? When you have a child, when you are a child of divorced parents, you realize your parents are very immature and can't get over it. So you just kind of got to work around them.
Yeah, ideally, I mean, I think here that it's the parents that are supposed to work around the child and not the other way around.
Like, a question for Wendy and Bert,
mm-hmm.
because talking to her, the original caller, mm-hmm. what do we call her?
Kim.
Kim, talking to Kim, mm-hmm. she seems so, like, and I don't mean this in a rude way, but weak, like wishy-washy, like,
you constantly
but do you
make excuses for your own parents.
Okay, but if this is the first conflict, isn't this where she almost needs to be strong?
I agree.
Like, where she almost needs to say, Mom, you need to come to my graduation. It's a one-a-lifetime situation. You're going to come. You're going to sit on this side of the room. Dad's coming. He's bringing the New Orleans floozy. I'm going to make sure you guys don't have to be around each other, but you both need to be there.
It's the toughest conversation that you'll ever have, because there is, for me, there's just no more difficult conversation than having to talk to your parents and make the rules. Like, Stacy and I can have disagreements, and those are uncomfortable. That's one thing. But talking to your parents, that's a totally different level of uncomfortableness.
Well, you want to please each parent. You don't want to disappoint one parent or the other. You want them both to agree on the same thing. And that's tough because you're always stuck in the middle.
But she's so trained to be drained by her parents that I'm curious if it would it be easier. And I'm not necessarily saying this is what I would do, but would it be easier to lie to your mom than to tell her the truth about the wife coming? Like, to say, you know, and not even to tell her anything, just you show up and this is where you are and he's in another side of the room and the mother never sees him?
Well, here's the problem then, is that Kim can't enjoy the day at all because she's going to constantly be stressed out that they're going to run into each other.
I think she'll be more stressed out if her mom knows and is causing drama.
Hey, Kim?
I don't know. I think I agree with Bert. I think you got to tell her, Mom, you're going to be on this side of the room. Dad and stepmom are going to be on this side of the room. I'll spend time with both of you, but just know that you're both going to be under the same roof.
And so jacked up. You think for 1 minute about bossing your dad around.
I don't think mama, she talks about how drama and immature mom is. Her mama may, I mean, give her such grief up until graduation.
Hey, Kim, most of the calls that are coming in are really saying that you really have to, you got to sit down both parents and maybe even at the same time, and you have to draw some borders and parameters right now saying, look, this isn't about you guys.
Right.
You know, this is about me, and this is a special day for me. You have to have that conversation with them, and that is easier said than done. I totally understand that.
And I think you should have to be willing to back yourself up. And if they don't agree to your terms, then they're not allowed to come.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You have some advice here for Kim?
Yes, I do. She needs to sit down with both parents, not at the same time, but she needs to sit down and say, look, you need to make up your mind whether you want to be known as a sperm donor or egg donor, or you want to be known as a parent.
Hello.
They need to act like responsible parents and put their feelings and their anger aside. She needs to, instead of being a peacemaker and a convenience person, she needs to say, look, this is my day. I need you to be my parents. I need you to put that aside. I need you to be there for me, not for your anger issues.
Would you be willing to talk to her parents on her behalf?
Gosh, yes. Put me on the phone.
Seriously,
I'll do it in a heartbeat.
I'm only half kidding.
No, I've been in a similar situation, and I had to sit down and say, look, I'm the child in this situation. I don't need my parents acting like petulant children in front of my friends. I need you to be my parents.
Yeah,
and Kim, if you don't do this now, then this is going to go on and on and on and on and on. It's never going to go away. You have done nothing wrong. This is your graduation. This is not your problem. So when you approach them, you have to keep that in mind. You have done zero wrong.
Yeah. This is your day. Because your mom's using you to get messages to your dad.
You still there?
Yes, I am.
She doesn't know how else to get the message.
I said a lot of the same stuff that I'm hearing to my dad in email. Like, he lives 14 hours away. So I don't see him normally but a couple times a year. And we talk, like, we don't talk on the phone that often. I mean, I call him more than I do. I think my sisters do. But I pretty much ended, you know, I said in the email that this is just another example of you putting your children on the back burner to everything else in your life. And I plan, like, this has been, my parents have been an issue our whole life. You know, we have to carefully plan our holidays in case, you know, my dad might decide to show up. Yeah. So one of them, or, you know, my mom, what she's going to want to do. Half the time my mom doesn't really want to go anywhere. So, you know, she may not participate in holidays sometimes.
Look, inevitably, you may just have to be at peace with this is who your dad is. He's going to be a selfish guy. He's been a selfish guy his whole life. He's been a selfish parent since day one, and that's who he is. Someday you may have to come to peace with that. And that may start here with graduation.
But don't compromise yourself, because it's your this is a huge accomplishment for you, and this is a day that you need to enjoy and not let them ruin.
Don't let them take that away from you.
Yeah, I basically told him that if he can't come to graduation and be there for me, then I didn't want him to be there. I mean, it might be a different situation if I had a relationship with my stepmother. But it's like, I don't talk to her unless I happen to call my dad's home phone and she answers. And I don't see her unless I go and visit my dad. So I don't have this relationship with her, so she's not really a part of my family.
Something about me tells, or something about you tells me that you just wanted to kind of talk about this and vent it, but you're not ready to solve it.
Well, at this point, I'm just kind of afraid to solve it. I mean, I'm just not sure what can be done as far as me and my dad.
There may not be anything at this point. There may not be.
My mom.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think that you're not even hearing
it up until after graduation, kind of.
She just said she doesn't want to bring it up till after graduation.
Well, this
I just don't feel like you're like hearing the solutions or hearing the way to work through it. You just kind of want to vent about it and talk about it and commiserate in this situation. But in order for you to enjoy your graduation, you're going to have to get past it and move on and set up some parameters. But
and this wasn't going to be resolved in a 10 or 15 minute call to a radio station. Sometimes this takes years of work with a therapist
but
to get over.
She doesn't know any difference.
Believe you me, I know that.
Yeah, she doesn't know. She doesn't know because her whole life her parents have been drama. So, I mean, it's like Kim has no concept of it being solved.
This is the only world that she knows.
That's
right
all
here,
she knows, and that's all her parents have offered her.
I don't understand why parents don't understand. The priority never changes. When you're married, your kids come first. And if you divorce, your kids come first.
Right. I don't agree with that.
No?
I think if you're married, your spouse has to come first.
I mean, I guess we could debate that.
It's a different debate.
Yeah, they have time. They both have very.
Spouse before parents?
Spouse before children.
Spouse before kids. Sounds great on paper, but until you have kids, you realize that there's got to be some kind of balance there.
We could debate about that.
Yeah, you really do.
Get it? The Bird Show. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.